got a million things to do. I got so much I wanna prove. But life is like a Rubik's Cube and I'm stuck and I don't know which way.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. It has been a pleasure this morning to have these experts on. We're having a great time. I have with me Travis Thompson with Climatech Professional Air. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Doing good. We're going to talk all about
heat pumps, HVAC, we got a lot zoning, going on. Mini splits, wherever we want to take it, we can talk about it.
All right. And if you want to join in this conversation, you have questions for Travis, please text or call 437-1620. Did you have a good Easter?
We did. I was actually traveling. I traveled, went to Texas and back for Easter.
But wow.
We had a good trip. Things went smoothly. So there
you go.
It was fun. Texas right now is beautiful. It sounds crazy.
Do you have little ones at all?
My youngest is 16.
Okay.
He went with me, so we had a good time. We've got a friend that has a ranch, and we love to get out there anytime we can. So we went out there, and the first time I've ever caught it, everything blooming with the blue bonnets and the cactus are blooming. So it was beautiful. It really was, and it was green. They've had quite a bit of rain, so it was a beautiful time out in hill country.
Does your 16-year-old expect an Easter basket still?
No.
For some reason, my 23-year-old still thinks she needs one. She sends me these memes that are just rude. I'm like, you're 23. You're not getting Easter baskets.
I understand. Hey, keep them kids as long as you can.
I agree. All right. Enough about Easter baskets. All right. So we're talking about heat pump systems.
Sure. Yep.
They're available with $2,000 tax credits.
That's right. Yeah, there's a lot of tax credits coming out. And some of the details I don't think are completely out there for everybody yet. But, you know, they've already thrown out there that there's going to be tax credits for qualifying systems, which will be a credit on your taxes, so it's not a rebate directly from us, but it does make it more enticing to go with the higher efficiency systems. And they're doing that because the higher efficiency systems use less energy. It helps on our power grid, it helps on your power bill, you know, all those good things. But they're more expensive. So this is a way to possibly look at getting a nicer, more efficient system if you're looking for a system and still pay not quite as much money for it. So it's exciting for us because it does help customers get to the systems that we really prefer to sell because those systems do those things. You get a lot of other things with the higher efficiency systems. You get quieter systems operating, better humidity removal. The energy is one benefit, but there's a lot of other ones that come with it too. So we like to sell those systems. That's the ones that I'm very excited about. I get excited about selling them. So very interesting stuff.
Awesome. And we had a friend text in, as we approach the hurricane season, can you please comment on minimum size generator required to start and run the average residential HVAC system?
Well, I can tell you that you would probably need at least a 10 or better kW to start, say, a 3-ton. And I know that's a very general, but I only know that because I've seen that work. But the higher efficiency systems we were just speaking of, actually, can be started. You know, I have a friend who started a 10 kW generator started a 5-ton, but he had one of the variable speed high efficiency systems, and they don't have that big inrush of power needed that the generators just can't do. So depending on the efficiency of your system and the size of your system. So again, that was a very generalization there, but all of it's going to change depending on those things.
Nice. Thank you so much for listening and for joining in with us. We had another friend text in, how do the high efficiency systems work with humidity?
Outstanding, actually. That's one of their best attributes. The high efficiency variable speed system, because they're designed really not to turn off. And a lot of people think, oh man, if it's not turning off, it's going to kill me on energy. But the way they work is they reduce the amount of energy they're using to a minimum level. So if it gets your house to 74 degrees and your house is set to 74, the system doesn't necessarily turn off. It tries to find how slow it can run and maintain within a half of a degree the temperature that you're set at. And the benefit of that for humidity is when a system is not running, it's not removing humidity. So if we're running that system at, say, half speed all day long, it uses far less energy than a unit that's cutting on and off, and we're constantly taking humidity out. So we usually see somewhere in the range of about a 10% humidity drop with a variable speed system. My house is an example. My house usually stays at 48, 49% humidity, and a lot of other houses we see are in that upper 50s range. So you find that a 76 degree house feels a lot more like 74, 72 because it's drier and the right. the moisture wicks from your skin easier. So that's a big benefit.
So it's always better. I've always been the type of person to turn my AC up or down or heat instead of leaving it at a certain temperature when I leave the house. And I think I'm saving energy. And, Am I or not?
You can to an extent, but if you go too far with it, you kind of don't make up your ground, if that makes sense. So if you're turning it up 6-8 degrees and then expecting to get all that back when you get home, it has to do so much to get back. It's hardly noticeable, really.
Okay.
And every house will be a little bit different too, depending on where your windows are. You know, if you've got windows that face the west or the east, depending on that kind of stuff too. So a lot of variables in air conditioning, honestly. And you get a lot of questions here on the show and and in person that people want a real simple answer for, and you just can't do it.
Right.
But I would play with that and see, you know, try to leave it just a couple degrees off and watch your energy bills and see what they do.
Okay. That sounds great. If you want more information, you can go over to climatechproair.com or call anytime, 850-857-4700. They are Climatech of professional air. They are local. Pensacola's number one AC contractor since 1978.
Been around a while.
You have been around a while.
My dad.
That is great.
Yep. My dad and his brother started this business when I was 2. So.
Really?
Yep.
When did you start getting in on the business? Did he do it as a teenager?
I don't have a date. It's funny because I...
Were you 6?
No, I really probably... I was handing my dad tools from the time I could ride with him. And
really?
I can remember getting mad at him if he would leave me at home. I wanted to ride because I liked doing it. I just liked... I don't know. I really don't have a start date. And it's funny because I've been asked that a lot. And my wife actually, she got kind of aggravated with me one day. We went to a restaurant and they wanted to know, what was your first job? And I told them I never had one. And my wife's like, what do you mean you've never? I'm like, think about it. I haven't. I just started working with my dad and now I'm still doing the same thing. I've never had a job.
And if you love it, it's not a job, right?
That's
what
right.
we say. We're going to talk about zone AC systems to allow cooling in the bedrooms in the evening time.
Correct.
And then financing options are available.
Absolutely. Financing options is one thing that we were just looking at some pricing yesterday on some of the systems. And the financing that's available on the higher efficiency systems where they're offering 0% financing for longer terms, you can actually get the highest efficiency systems we make for the same money as a 14 SEER basic system payment-wise. Now, the other part of that is those variable speed systems are going to save you a lot more money on the energy bill, and you're literally offsetting that payment of the system. So I have seen it, and I can't promise it because everybody's house is different, but I have seen a high efficiency system literally cut the power bill far more than the cost of the system. So you wind up getting it for, you know, no money out of pocket per month because you're getting that money back on your power bill. So
that would be amazing.
Yeah. And the 0% is very good at getting that where you can attain it.
Right. Especially right now. I mean, the energy bills just are going up. I know I heard that FPL is trying to increase it again.
Yeah.
And it's not even summer yet.
Right. Yep.
So
I don't see those ever going down.
No.
It's something that we've got to do our best to minimize how much we use. And that's all there is to it. And that's what these systems are. One part of what these systems are designed to do.
Right. And if you need more information, you can head on over to climatechproair.com or give them a call, 857-4700. You're welcome to join in this conversation. If you have any questions for Travis, 437-1620, you can call or text. We're talking about air quality. We've actually had this conversation a few times this week on my on the show about filtration methods for better air quality.
That's correct. We got a lot of different ways to do that. One of the biggest things we see that is a bad situation are return airs, which is typically where the filters are located in most houses we see. If you change your filter in a wall opening, we see so many of them that are 24 inches wide, 12 inches tall. That's just average. That is not enough opening to even flow 2 tons worth of air through it correctly. So if you've got a system larger than 2 tons and you've got a 24 by 12, you're already undersized. Well, what happens is the air speeds up dramatically going through that filter. So now we're sucking air through it so fast and so hard that the filter can't do what it's designed to do. You suck a lot of stuff through it, especially when using the Easy Flow or the blue filters you can kind of see through. Now, what everybody wants to do to fix that problem is buy a corrugated pleated filter And those are designed to stop more dirt. Well, they also stop more air. So,
we've
now created a bigger problem. Right. Our unit couldn't breathe well before. Now we got a bigger problem. So the size of the grill you have, even if you don't have an electronic filter or any other air purification device, the size of the filter being correct is the first step in proper filtration. After that, you can look at other methods such as the electronic air cleaner, the UV and things like that. Now, UV can be done regardless, but there's a lot of other methods to do indoor air quality, and we offer several different ones depending on your application.
I think you just answered this, but let's do it again. Let's answer it again for Earl from Gulf Breeze. Does he like pleated filters, or does it make the system work too hard?
Yeah, that goes directly back there. It would totally depend on the size of your filter versus the size of your unit. And just kind of a general rule of thumb is a square foot per ton of air, but you have to subtract the grill opening size. So if you've got a 24 by 12, that's 2 square feet, but you've got the little bars in there you have to actually subtract for. So you really only get about 80% of that. So you got to take 80% of that factor. And that's why I say it's too small for even 2 tons. So that's just a rule of thumb. You can look at the size of your filter, see how many square feet of filter you got. Look at the tonnage of your unit. You'll know if you're close. You need to be far over that size to use pleated filters properly.
And I wanted to remind you that you're welcome to head over to News Radio 92.3. I'm going to upload this podcast around 11:15-ish. So if you're missing any of these answers or you forgot what he said about pleated filters, anything like that, you're welcome to go over and listen to this podcast again over at News Radio 92.3, or you can head on over to climatechproair.com. They would be happy to answer your questions, 857-4700, because what you just said is kind of foreign to me.
Yeah.
And so I would be like, oh, what did he just say? I forgot. So call him up, and y'all come out and do consults, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. No charge. And that's something that question right there is the one I get the most, and it's really the most complicated to answer. And I would love for a simple answer, but there's not one. You just have to make sure that you're getting the right amount of air at the right speed through that filter to make it work right.
Right. And I saw that you give back, which is really cool.
We do. We try to give back. We do a portion of what we do to the Miracle League of Pensacola.
Oh, nice.
And then we've got some other give back products that are giveaways that we've started doing last year and into this year. We've got some gift baskets that we've done some giveaways for. And then we'll do another one. We did it last year and it was outstanding. We loved it. We actually put a system in for somebody who was in need, which worked out really, really well. So we're going to attempt to do that again this year and keep that going.
Yes, and I have a friend whose child has been diagnosed with autism, and the Miracle League allowed him to play baseball.
Cool.
And it was so great, and he had the best time. And it's so nice that there's something in our community to allow these children, you know, the parents to get out there and enjoy it. And he loved it.
If you've never been, you need to go catch a game.
Yeah, it's great to watch. These kids are amazing. So it's great that you give back to that. And then it says you're award-winning.
Oh, we did. Yeah, we've won some. Sorry, you caught me off guard.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm like, wow, okay. And you've been in business over 40 years?
Yes.
And so what can they expect when you give them a call and you cut them out for services, maybe a consult? What can the customer expect?
I think the best way to sum that up is I will be honest with you. And I
don't
mean that to boast, but I just see a lot of people that are trying to be pushed towards things that they may or may not need. And I don't like that at all. I want to be very upfront with a customer and give them as many options as possible.
Right.
I don't know their situation. I don't know their financial situation. So I'm not going to go out there and just give you a price for my most expensive unit and walk off. You know, if you need something repaired and that's the situation you're in, we'll repair it. We'll do what we got to do. So that's probably the best thing I can offer. And I mean, I don't charge anything to talk, to come out and look for estimates. All that stuff's free. So that's kind of what I think we're best at is that right there. Just giving as many options as we can and trying to present you with the best options, but at the same time, understanding that, you know, everybody's got things that are on their plate.
And honestly, that's all that I'm sure the customer asks for is just honesty.
Well, that's why we try to do
that. And it's hard to find these days sometimes, which is sad.
Sometimes, you're right.
I was telling a story not too long ago about my car situation, and I had a situation where I took it to the dealership, and not going to say what car was or where it was at. They said I need a new engine. So I took it over to Jared Henson Automotive on 29, It did not need a new engine. Mm. They were extremely honest with me. I paid minimal for what it would have cost me.
Right.
They could have scammed me out of a new engine because I don't know. And this is the second place I wanted a second opinion. But I am a returning customer from now
on.
Right? I mean, when you have someone that's trustworthy, they're not trying to scam you out of money. They just want you to have, you know, the best AC unit, the best air quality, making sure it's working efficiently and effectively for your family in your home. And air quality is so important these days.
It is. It's becoming more and more. Our houses are getting tighter and tighter, so we're really more in control of our indoor environment than we've ever been.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, houses in the 50s and 60s, a lot of cracks and openings and things like that. So you had outside air coming through the house pretty regular. They were pretty good size openings.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've gotten such tight windows and insulation and foam insulation and everything else has gotten tighter and tighter and tighter. So now the air that's in the home, more so now than ever, is staying there. And we're using methods now to bring that outside air in intentionally so that we can condition it and filter it and then put it in the house to keep oxygen levels good and all these things that you need.
That's amazing. And your products, you sell heat pumps, air purification, air handlers, furnaces. Mm-hmm. You have a whole line of products.
We do. We're an American Standard dealer. I really, really love their products. They build a very high quality unit. It's a unit that's built very well for around our area with the salt water. So that's my favorite unit. And that's the one I kind of went out and wanted when I started putting in systems, because I wanted to put in the best system and put it in the best way. But they also include lots of different things, from dehumidifiers, the UV air purification, the electrostatic filters, all that stuff. So got a little bit of all of it.
That's amazing. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. You're welcome to join in this conversation at 437-1620. I'm here with Travis Thompson, Climatech of Professional Air. If you have any AC questions, anything going on you'd like answered, you are more than welcome to join the conversation, text or call. You can visit their website at climatechproair.com or give them a call anytime, 857-4700. You can actually, there's a schedule service now button as well.
You can, absolutely. You can go there and it'll take you right to a link that'll give us a service call right there online.
I always feel like my air conditioning went out like the first day it was hot.
Yeah.
It was, like, you know, it's 85, 90 degrees and you turned it on for the first time and then kaput. You're like,
well,
no.
To put, I relate a lot of things to automobiles. Mm-hmm. So let's say you got a car with a small engine problem and you're just puttering around town and it gets you where you're going. And that first hot day, you get out on the interstate and just lay it on the floorboard. And that's what happens.
That would be me.
So now if there's an issue, it's fixing to show up. So we're right around the corner from that.
And of course, you know, as a homeowner, you're like, oh man, what happened? We don't know what happened. We need a new AC all of a sudden.
And we're busier than we've been because that's that time of year. And everybody else is too. So then it does put a burden on everybody, but it happens, and that's what we try to prepare for.
And that's why it's always good to get it serviced once a year.
It is. It is. We recommend twice, going into spring and going into fall.
I was about to ask, when is a good time?
Yeah, those are your best. Those shoulder months when things are a little bit slower is a good time to look. Gives you more time for options and all that should something be found. And if it's a new system, it gets it clean and operating like it should, so they're just ready for those seasons.
Exactly. And they also have on their website a request form, so you can actually go in and fill it out and submit it if they need to do that instead. I know sometimes people are at work, they don't have time to call, but stress is on their brain that I need this AC situation fixed. Go over to climatechproair.com and fill out the form and submit it if you don't have time to call them.
That's right.
And they can get back with you. That's climatechproair.com. If you have any questions, join in the conversation, 437-1620. I'm talking to Travis with Climatech of Professional Air in Pensacola. They are locally owned and operated. They have been around for 40 years.
40 plus now.
Wow.
Yep.
He's been working since he was four. He was a toddler handing tools to his father, so he is. It's probably ingrained in your brain at this point.
No, I think we've said it on the show once before, but my parents took me to an AC supply house before they took me home, and that's not a joke.
For real? They
really did. Yeah, they had both worked at an AC supply house before they started their own business. So then when I was born, before I went home, I went to the supply house so everybody could see me, I guess. So I literally went there first.
Before you went home. I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
goodness. So we were talking about air quality again. We just want to review air quality because I just feel like that's so important, especially when there's pollen and there's so much, especially in Pensacola. We had pollen in February.
Yeah, yeah, it does. As soon as you start getting any kind of warm weather, you start seeing that golden color on everything.
My allergies are the devil. Yeah. And February rolled around, and I'm like, oh, not already. Yeah. We haven't gotten here already, have we?
The AccuClean electronic cleaner is phenomenal. It really is. Now, again, we've got air coming in from other places, but we can stop all of it from traveling through your duct system. I can honestly say that. And there are rebates available from not all systems, but the upper systems all still have rebates available. That's a year-round deal. And then we've got the mini splits that are also really, really popular for remodels and things like that if you've got places you can't get duct work. But another thing we're seeing with the zoning type systems we were going to speak of is if we can put a mini split in a master bedroom and you only cool that room down, some people like to sleep really, really cold, and it's actually been proved to be healthy. You can only cool the one room as opposed to your whole house, which takes a whole lot more energy. So that's something that's becoming more and more and more of a kind of an add-on to a house. And
I had no clue.
It makes a lot of sense when you think about it. You're only cooling that one little room with a very efficient mini split. And then the rest of your house is taken care of by the larger unit.
That is awesome.
There's a few methods to do that as well.
Sitting here like, wow.
Yeah, no, zoning systems.
I have never heard of that.
Yeah, the variable speeds can easily be zoned and do it with that, or you can do a mini split. So there's a couple ways to do that, and it makes a whole lot of sense.
I know. I have to be cold when I sleep. I know a lot of people like that. Same here. Yeah, so you don't have to have your whole house at 67.
There you go.
You can have your room at 67 and the rest of the house at 72.
That's right.
And yeah, I have a friend and I told her we can never live together because we're not temperature compatible. That's the only reason. No other reason except she likes the house 68 and I like it 72 and I don't know how to compromise. Maybe 70.
There you go.
But we just need a mini split and then we can have
there you
our
go.
Own rooms.
That's right.
At a certain temperature. That's great. If you have any questions, call them up. They are professionals. They have been here for 40 years. They know everything that you have a question about. You can call them up at 857-4700. Thank you so much, Travis.
Thank you very much.
Joining me today. Head on over to climatechproair.com for more information. We have a Fox News update followed by a local news update here in our newsroom. Stay tuned. We have more to unpack here on Pensacola Expert Panel.